The Hot Weekender, fresh and local for White's IGA. On Hot 91.
You're with Jade on Hot Weekender. Well, it was Are You Okay Day on Thursday. A very important day, of course, to check in with those around you and ask them how they're doing. It's tricky times at the moment. I've got Roz from White's IGA with me. Roz, I think mental well-being and even health in general seems to really be at the forefront. I think people are sort of opening their minds to different things at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. And health and nutrition goes hand in hand with good mental wellness. So absolutely, people are really interested in living a healthy lifestyle and making healthy choices. So it's one of our fastest growing commodities in our supermarket. It's an absolute worldwide trend, and there's some amazing, weird and wacky things that, you know, are classified as health products or whole foods and, you know, lifestyle choices. So
because a couple of years ago it was all about kales and green smoothies and, you know, it's like trends, isn't it, food?
It is, absolutely. And it's amazing, you know, things like these hemp seeds. There's two local guys here on the Sunshine Coast. We buy hemp flour, hemp seeds, buy any type of flour that you could just imagine. Spelt flour, coconut flour, banana flour, almond flour, hemp flour, chai flour, apple flour, cornmeal flour. You could almost create a song out of that. It's just
I think it's endless.
Look, we have everything from kelp noodles to cactus to edible bugs.
Hang on, mate. I feel like this is an ode to my Thailand travelling days.
Oh, look, and they're all packaged up, beautiful little edible bugs and cricket powder that goes into your smoothies. And
cricket powder?
Cricket powder. So it's actual crickets that are harvested, and if you can't kind of come to eating it, people get a little bit, it's a bit icky when you think about eating bugs. So if you can't quite bring yourself to eat the bug, you can have a version or a variation which is put into a powder, and it's like a protein powder. It's full of antioxidants and nutrients, and you sprinkle it on your cereal in the morning and off you go with a spring in your step. So I have my gorgeous little man from Byron Bay, Lucas, and yes, just to clarify, his name is Lucas, not Locust.
Not Locust.
And but he's my little man that sells me crickets, and it's just fascinating. It's a whole sustainable food. It's an interesting story.
From kale to crickets. Okay, I'm a slightly blown away. I did like the kale. Have to get in there to Whiteside IGA and try some crickets. Might pop them on my platter this summer. You never know. Thank you so much, Roz, for coming in and giving us the lowdown on what's fresh and local. You're with Jade on Hot Weekender.